In the world of cigars, the Cohiba brand is the gold standard. The highly coveted Cuban cigar with the robust flavor and fanatical following that sells for up to $600 a box. In America, authentic Cuban Cohibas are illegal because of a trade embargo. But a New York-based company marketed lower-priced cigars under the famous gold-striped Cohiba label that were made in the Dominican Republic. For almost a decade, the two companies have been battling in the courts over the rights to the Cohiba label, with all of its cachet. This week, a federal judge settled the dispute, ruling that all Cohibas must indeed come from Cuba. Richard Carlton Hacker is the author of The Ultimate Cigar Book, and he joins us now from Beverly Hills to help us sort out this case. First, a quick description, if you could, of the case and the two parties involved.
Cuba Tobacco is the marketing arm for the cigars made in Cuba. And General Cigar is one of the largest cigar makers in this country, with factories all over the Caribbean. Cuba claims the Cohiba brand is theirs, that they've had it since 1966, and they own the exclusive worldwide rights to it. General Cigar claims that Cuba Tobacco and Cuba overall had abandoned the brand. They actually haven't done anything to market it in the U.S., and therefore it was up for grabs, and they actually succeeded in registering it here in the United States as early as 1981 and have been making Cohiba cigars since then.
But the judge didn't buy that. He ruled in favor of the Cuban company. Why?
The judge ruled that, and you have to understand, this has been appealed again and again and again, but the judge ruled that because Cuba was the originator of the Cohiba brand, they own it.
The difference between the two brands, if someone enters the marketplace, is there some confusion, as the judge seemed to suggest in his ruling, when people actually purchase the Cohiba cigars that actually use tobacco that come from the Dominican Republic, is there some confusion there? Do they think that they're actually purchasing a Cuba cigar?
I don't know how they possibly could, for a number of reasons. A tobacco expert, of course, could tell the difference in the leaf, but if you're not a tobacco expert, all you have to do is be able to see. And the bands are different, the boxes are different, and if you're a cigar smoker, you can definitely taste the difference in the two cigars.
What's the difference?
Well, Havana tobacco is historically an earthier taste, and when you go to the Cohiba cigar that's made in Cuba, it is the only cigar that is triple fermented. Most of their premium cigars are double fermented, but the Cohiba, which makes it so special and actually so expensive, is the fact that the wrapper tobacco undergoes a third fermentation in oaken barrels, and this gives it a very distinctive, almost a silky earth taste. On the other hand, the General Cigar Cohiba is a Dominican tobacco. It has a notably sweet undertaste because of the wrapper, and it has a very distinctive spiciness from the filler blend. And these are as distinctive as two different types of wine or two different single malts. They're both cigars, both called Cohiba, but a very distinctive difference in taste.
General Cigar executives said that they plan to appeal the decision. So this isn't over. This battle is likely to continue.
I think it's going to go on for a long, long time. General Cigar has very deep pockets, and they're very protective of their brand. And I don't think they're going to let this go away.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Richard Carlton Hacker is the author of The Ultimate Cigar Book.